Welcome to our conference call today about our last year's results, which was for Polytec, as well for any other supplier in the automotive industry, quite a challenging year. Despite all these various external challenges, we could manage to achieve at least an acceptable result considering the circumstances we have. We were successful in forwarding at least a part of the additional costs created out of these circumstances, which is again, in our understanding, a proof of the adaptability that Polytec has shown in the past. It is a proof of the measurements and the transformation that we have taken in the recent years according changes on the market as well on the product side, on the market position as solution provider in plastic products, but also in adapting our capacities to lowering demands on the market. The major external challenges have been, and I want just to listen to the major ones, absolutely the increasing material prices from spring 2021, starting with winter storms in Texas, creating massive increases in the raw material chain. It was then topped by the semiconductor shortages, which was also in spring, actually ending of 2021, starting and then topping in the mid of 2021. Which lead at the end to massive cancellations of orders on very, very short notices and in general a lowering demand because the cars couldn't be built from our customers. Nevertheless, or despite that the end customer demand on such passenger cars was high, but the cars couldn't be manufactured. If it would have been, a basic lowering of demand, which is at least predictable, it would have been one thing that we have been adapting by closure of plants in the recent years. But the massive problem was the extreme volatility of the demand, where we had for 1 week, let's say, 120% of demand, and on Friday, every order was cancelled, and we were notified that one car manufacturing plant is shut down totally, and from 100% remains 0% that we should deliver. Everything cancelled, the next day it was increased again, so it was a complete mess in predictability, or it was unpredictable, which demands we have, the resource planning behind it, what employees we need in the plant, how many days we should manufacture, how many shifts. One customer did produce, the other was shutting down on short notice. So all of this for sure created massive uncertainty, unpredictability, and at the end, together with the material prices and energy cost increases, also additional cost increases for us, which we at the end of the day had to negotiate with our customers and at least could succeed to a certain extent, which you see in the development of the quarter results, that it was obviously in the fourth quarter that we could finalize all these negotiations, finally leading to an, I said, acceptable, if not good result for sure. The final outcome then for the full year is we achieved sales revenues of 556 million euro. Also, we first time had to use the taxonomy, where we can name 33% approximately of taxonomy eligible sales. With this 556 million euro sales, we achieved an EBITDA of 45 million roughly, which is a margin of 8.1%, an EBIT of 12.3 million euro, which is an EBIT margin of 2.2%, earnings after tax 7 million, which finally results in earnings per share of 32 cents per share. And based on the circumstances and on our dividend policy, would propose to spend dividends in the range of 10 cents, which is approximately the 30% of our earnings per share, which we always try to keep. Ultimately, the equity ratio, which is a solid position in our balance sheet, is especially in the rough waters that we are sailing at the moment, where we are proud to keep it at 42%, slightly increasing by 0.7%, a net debt of 80 million, and we have employees of 3,420, including temporary staff. And another major achievement that we could do within these circumstances was that we significantly reduced our CO2 emissions by 44% or 20,000 tons a year down to 25,800 tons. So given this result of last year, I mentioned it was a rough ride where the team has worked tremendously to achieve this result. We proceeded then in 2022, where the next winds came up with the Ukraine crisis, which made us or brought us to the decision that we could not give a tangible outlook. It wouldn't be serious to say the outlook for 2022 would be a bit like this and sales like this if we again have the position that from week to week our call-offs are reduced. They are at least indicated that they will increase again, but again postponed week by week by week. So at these times, it's not really serious to give a tangible outlook why we decided to suspend it for the time being. Yeah, thanks for your interest again. For sure, we are talking a lot of difficult circumstances, unpredictability, impacts on our cost structure, difficult negotiations with our customer, which is the one side of the business, which is difficult and not satisfying. Not for investors and also not for the management and our team. On the other hand, and if you read our annual report and especially the magazine part of it, you see that we have really done a significant journey in the recent years to transform our business to create the market position that we are. We can do developments as we show with our battery pack that we have under development, what we have not been able to do 3 years ago. This is only possible because of the transformation, of the centralization, of the organization, of the digitalization we do in the background, which is the positive side where we say, yes, we are here, we have to deal with these problems, we can deal with these problems, but we are in a position, if the volume comes back, we have a market position, we have a cost structure, and we have abilities that make us very optimistic for the future. And in the recent years, we have definitely proven that we are highly flexible to adapt whatever comes from the whatever headwind come against us. And I hope you appreciate also this ability and flexibility of this company, because of at the end of the day, despite the end result, I think we can be very proud of what we can do in this difficult market. Thanks for your interest and thanks for believing in Polytech.